Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, Lisha. Welcome to another
Lechica. Did you appreciate my vibrato?
Lechica.
I did a little ba-da-da-ba-da.
Lechica.
Oh.
Man. This is where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your goddess a question, and then we do a little been there, done that, where we talk about what you've been. But we're doing something a little different today. We asked you for, or Rika asked that, or your hobbies, what you've been up to or what you miss doing. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the email.
The email. Yeah. And also for the first time listeners, make sure to check out our regular mixes that are released every Monday. Season 2 mix number 20 is out. That's the most recent one. Okay. We got an email, Rika G from Ayus. Ayus. Name is Ayus. You want to read it or I got it? You want me to read it?
Wait a minute. There we go. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Rika, Jean, JC. Just became a frozen solid Lecha fan of your podcast recently. And I really enjoy your thoughts and comments about different topics. By the way, my name is Ayus, pronounced as Ayus, as I said. And I've been working as a remote senior digital artist. At sobra kong naaaliw sa pakikinig sa inyo while working on my designs and illustrations. I really miss having workmates that you can talk to while working. Hindi yung virtually lang kayo nag-uusap at formal pa yung conversation kasi recorded. Kaya bawal yung pagchismisan yung mga higher ups while working, lol. Maybe that's why I really enjoy listening to your podcast. Just want to share that I'm into films and series then, and I just recently finished watching Vikings on Netflix. It was really good. I don't know if JC would love that kind of genre, but I highly recommend it. Mm. Your turn.
Anyways, as I mentioned earlier, I'm working remotely pre-pandemic. Working from home for almost 3 years now. Wow. And I'm always dealing with work burnout. Like everyday work is so repetitive and boring. I just don't have the same fuel and interest in my craft as I used to before. I used to draw almost every day, but now once a week is a good number. I know that I'd love to make new illustrations and stuff, but I often don't feel like making anything except for my work. Of course, I always push myself to finish my work every day because I need to. It just feels like someone has taken a fire extinguisher to the creativity that used to burn inside me. How do you handle this kind of situation? And to show my appreciation to you guys, I actually made a simple fan art of your show a month ago. I made this when I'm still in the mood, which is a rare thing to happen. And this is the last art that I made ever since. Still hoping to get back on track and hoping for a healthy mental and physical health to you guys and to the listeners. More power. Oh, and by the way, just want to plug my inactive art account on Instagram. It's at ASSP. That's A-E-I-O-U-S-P. ASP. Best AS. Thanks, AS. Look at this fan art.
It's so cute. Look at us. We are on here. Oh, this is so cute. Thank you. Thanks for making my teeth really white. Because my teeth are yellow from drinking coffee.
I love the hala hala with its tongue.
I know. It's so cute. Thank you, Ayus. Wow, you are talented.
Super, super.
But what are your thoughts about creative burnout?
How do we handle it? Dude, I have had that this whole pandemic. So Ayus says that they've been dealing with it for the last few years now because they've been doing it at home. But man, this last year and a half has been really rough for me in terms of creativity and like wanting to put out shit because I had all these plans. But we talked about it. Like I had all these plans before the pandemic and I was already ready to get it going. And then the pandemic hit. And unfortunately my creative plans involve, you know,
going out
and high-fiving people and shit.
Rubbing people.
Rubbing elbows.
Not rubbing people, but rubbing elbows.
Yes, there you go. And then, you know, of course, you know, there's nothing for me to post, even though, like, for example, I tried to get into TikTok a few weeks ago. I made an account and everything. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to make a TikTok video. And then I was like, what the fuck do I do, man? It just doesn't feel like I really want to do anything creative at the moment. So it's difficult. And unfortunately, I don't have any advice, AS, for you because I'm in the same boat. But I'm looking forward to the future, you know, post-pandemic. I feel like that's when my juices are going to get flowing again. And I'm looking forward to that.
That's the only way we can think right now.
How have you done it, though? Because you've been putting out YouTube videos, Rika G. How have you stayed motivated?
I have been putting out YouTube videos. And I think that's also one way for me to stay creative because I edit videos because I like editing. And I think that's also my way of relaxing and getting the juices flowing for my other stuff, you know, the podcast and our radio show. So whenever I do edit my videos, I try to make it as slow as possible, you know, as enjoyable. Cause I know some YouTubers, they do complain like, oh, it's really hard to edit videos. And sometimes it's very stressful. As for me, I make it as a form of relaxation. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, and
so that way I never really say that I'm gonna post a video every Saturday or every Wednesday because I don't want to put myself in a box and then stress myself out if I don't upload a video that day. So I'm, you know what, when it comes to creative burnout, I think that's mainly one of the things that I could recommend. Do something that you just truly enjoy, you know, either it's painting and you don't end with painting, you don't even have to finish it. When for me, like with video editing, sometimes I start just to get things going and then I stop in the middle and then I go back to it when I feel like it, you know?
Yeah. It's really cool that you actually find editing relaxing. I've edited videos for myself in the past, you know, the last few years. And I fucking hate editing.
Yeah, because
I hate it.
I kind of get it, you know. But I think it's also with the way I edit videos because I carefully select the music that I want and that I want to hear whenever I do watch music videos. Alam mo parang iniimagine ko yung sarili ko as a viewer of my YouTube videos. And if I like the music, if I like what I'm seeing, then that's what I'm going to put in my videos. I never really think about, oh, will people like this or will people like that? But I do sometimes take in some comments that people say, like, let's say they say, oh, I like the background music this time when, you know, you use like hip hop music or you use like country alternative. So that's how I would change it up sometimes. But most of the time, it's really based on what I feel as of the moment. As I'm editing. And then at the same time, because I do take shots of, you know, my life video, like I take videos of my life, mainly just my life. Sometimes I do challenge myself in taking videos outside my comfort zone because it's not easy to take videos of yourself when you're in public. And I find that a little exciting whenever, you know, I prop up my camera in front of me and sometimes people would look. It would make me uncomfortable, but it also, I kind of also realized that this is something that not a lot of people can do. So why not do it, right? At the same time, you know what? Such a big influence for me when it comes to creating something is music. Like I said, I carefully select my music for my videos, but at the same time, whenever I want to start doing something, I play the music I like. That's why I feel like right now we're so hyped because we just watched the performance of Butter on Stephen Colbert. Yeah.
Send me the link.
Do you get what I mean? Like it has such a different effect on you when you listen to a song or the music that you like before doing something. It kind of like, it does something to your brain chemistry that I can't describe.
Actually, we talked about it before when I learned about the concept of sonic branding, right? Mm-hmm. Like they recommended that if you're going to create an advertisement or create a body of work, already have the audio or the music in mind. And I think that's a big part. It stems from that, like, because audio really is a big boost and a motivating factor. And it brings a lot of energy and visual imagery into your head.
Yes.
So I get what you're talking about.
And it doesn't really matter what kind of music you listen to. We all have our own taste in music. So whatever makes you feel good, let's say you do want to start something, you do want to start doing something, but then you kind of can't get into the zone.
Yeah.
I suggest you listen to something you like.
Yeah. Yung issue ko lang is copyright music if hindi ko magamit sa mga YouTube.
Yes. There are a lot of there are a lot of like royalty free music, but then you also still have to pay for the website something.
Yeah,
but I do know that YouTube already provides music.
Yeah,
that's royalty free. So it's a huge library, so you guys can also do that. But like I said, you can just listen to whatever you want to listen to. Either it's rock or pop or, disco or whatever. Go listen to it and try to feel it, before getting into something. Either it's writing or exercising. Oh, that's a big thing for me. Like I try to hype myself up with music before working out. It's hard to convince yourself to work out when you're not in the gym, when you're just at home, because your bed is just right there.
Yeah.
So I suggest you do that too.
And speaking of, man, like I've been in my bed or my couch like every day. I tried to stretch today and I cannot do any, like, I feel like I tried to touch my, I used to be able to touch my toes, right? At least I couldn't even get halfway. Yeah. My back hurts. Oh my God. I feel like an old man.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing.
It's
think
so bad.
It's so also, it's a little discouraging when you start doing something after being so sedentary for like months at a time. Right. But the thing is, as long as you start it and do it again the next day, why not? Right. And it doesn't even have to be, because I'm just not a big fan of long workouts. You know how some people, they just work out for 2 hours at the gym. I'm just not that kind of person. So I found a way to exercise every day and to convince myself every day, to exercise, starting with 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, it's kind of like tricking my brain. Before getting into working out every day, I used to do like 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes of workout every other day. Mm. You can't also start, for me, it's not really, I don't really encourage people to start right away, like every single day, 2 hours. It'll discourage you at one point, So I suggest you start small. You start short workouts. There are a lot of workouts on YouTube, like bed workouts. There's pajama workouts. There's morning stretch. Those easy things that can just get the ball rolling. And then after that, you can like elevate. So it really helped me before. The channel on YouTube is called Mad Fit, and she has 10 minute workouts. And then what I did before was I would do 10 minutes for, let's say, arms. Sometimes she would even have workouts with no equipment, just your body weight. So 10 workouts for arms, and then 10 minutes for legs. And then that's it. That's 20 minutes already. Two videos. That's it. And then the next week I would try 3 videos. So that's 30 minutes. And then kasi ako talaga, my parang ceiling is 30 minutes. If I go beyond 30 minutes, I feel like that's super extra for that day. Yeah. So I stick to 30 minutes a day. Kasi yun nga, when you do an hour, it kind of gets you down if you can't complete it. So I stick to 30 minutes, and that's 3 videos, and then that's it. I'm not saying that I do it every single day that I'm successful. There would be times that I would tell myself, you know what? You're tired. You're a little tired today. So cut yourself some slack. It's okay if you do feel that way.
All right. Thank you, Ayas, for the email. What's our stinger? Caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
Yeah, I was thinking of a new stinger. new stinger.
What?
Macorini. Pula. You know, I pula.
Why?
What's pula? Because we read it now.
Red! Hate you!
Pula!
Sige. Pula! So when we're done, is that the singer when we're done?
When we're done. Okay. We're reading.
Pula!
Thank you for the email. You can email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com. We have a few guys a question before we talk about some hobbies. Actually, an interesting one. This one from Alex Tan, who asked us about our thoughts on Pinoy baiting and also the Bella Porch single. I don't know if that if Alex is referring to, because you know Bella Porch has been tweeting in Tagalog. I don't know if you've seen on
Twitter,
but
she's like
Filipino though, right?
She is. Yeah. She grew up here, right?
So I don't know if they're referring to Bella Porch as Pinoy baiting, but just in general, what are your thoughts on Pinoy baiting for content? You know, people reacting to Pinoy singers,
because
foreigners
think,
reacting to Pinoy food.
Yeah, I think at this point, we can already tell if they're just using Filipino content for views, right? At this point. And there's too much on the internet, right? Too much content on the internet right now that I feel like I don't want to put my energy into it, even if it is obviously Pinoy baiting.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I do know that, they're just using, you know, the Philippines to get views, I wouldn't watch it anymore. I don't really have like negative comments about it. As long as they don't speak ill about the Philippines, obviously, then I mean, I guess it's fine for me. But when it comes to Bella Porch, but do you have thoughts on it? What are your thoughts?
Ironically, on it? I watched over the weekend, I spent like an hour watching not necessarily foreigners, but like voice coaches from different countries reacting to yung videos ni Budakel. Budakel, si Bugoy, si Michael Pangilinan, and Daryl Ong.
Okay.
Dude, they're renditions of Thank God I Found You and One Sweet Day. Kasama din isang girl, I forgot her name. Dude, have you seen those videos? No, hindi Morissette. It's another girl, very talented singer. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
Dude. Oh my God, those guys can sing, all four of them.
Oh yes.
But I was watching yung mga react videos of like a Korean voice coach and then like this white guy and this white girl who are also voice coaches reacting to it. I don't know why. I just wanted to hear what they thought. I don't know if
that's a thing,
counts as Pinoy baiting or not. I don't think so because it's in their field.
And that's the thing, yun nga, na parang at this point, even if it is, if they don't really say anything bad about it, then
yeah, they were all praises, you know. Yeah. They weren't. I saw on TikTok though some guy, I don't know if he was a linguistic guy on TikTok rather, made a video which I think he took down. It said like 100 of the most common English words that Filipino people pronounce wrong, and then some Pinoy guy came up with a stitch or like a, what do you call it? Like a reply, a video where he called him out and the video was taken down. So I think in that sense, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as it's not a negative connotation, I don't really care. I actually kind of gives more exposure in a way, if you look at the comments for the, like the Budakel videos, all the comments are like, please react to Morissette next, please react to whatever next. And in a way it puts our artists, at least in terms of music, it puts them on a platform.
Exactly.
That maybe other people who are subscribed to that channel who have never heard of Filipino singers, it'll give them more of traction. So in a way, it's okay, I think.
Yeah. When it comes to the Bella Porch video, actually, I watched this one video of, it's like one of those reaction videos, like kids react. But I think this time it's teenagers react to Bella Porch.
Teens react.
And they were, teens react to Bella Porch's TikToks. And then, so they showed them the TikToks and then they tried to analyze it. I think there was one Filipina who was in the video, teenager. And then like another one. And then there are three others. And then at the end of the video, one of the girls said that I'm actually glad that a minority is given this platform, such a big platform, because this, and like, I'm just paraphrasing it, but essentially what she said was, I'm so tired of seeing all these white girls, getting famous and just because, they're white.
She's still the most followed. I mean, Indina. She's number three, si Bella Porch.
So anyway,
who's Charlie D'Amelio?
Yeah. Another TikToker. But anyway, That was her. That was your statement, right? And then on the comment section, I actually saw some people saying that that's exactly what racism is. Na parang giving people the privilege because of their skin color. And then I realized, no, it's not. You know, when it comes to giving the platform to somebody who deserves it, despite of their skin color, and just because they're praising that she's a Filipina and she's given this platform, it's already being quote unquote racist. It's not. Actually, we had a conversation on air on a radio show about it. If people can be racist towards white people, apparently you cannot call it racism, but you can call it racial prejudice. You know, when people say that white people can't cook or their food is bland or they don't know how to dance and shit like that, you can call that racial prejudice. And I'm not saying it's okay to do that. It's still obviously bad,
right?
But you can't call it racism because racism stems from the fact that, you know, it's years and years and years of people
marginalized.
Yes, people being marginalized because of their skin color and prioritizing people who are fair skinned, obviously Caucasian and white. So that there's a difference there. So, and I remember there was this one conversation on the Netflix show or the TV show I watch, The Bold Type. So in the TV show, there's this group of friends. One is black, and then two of the girls in the group, they're white. And then one of the girls was applying for a job, and she felt that another person applying for the job was accepted because they were black or because they were a minority. And
like affirmative action kind of thing.
So she narrowed it into a friend niya who was black. Mm. And then the black girl, yes, yung African-American girl said that, you know what you're feeling right now? That's what we've been feeling for years and years because, you know, before people would only approve of white people or they're getting the job because they're white. So what you're feeling right now is what we felt. And she also raised the question, how sure are you that that's the only reason they were accepted for the job? What if they're more qualified than you? Didn't you think about that? Mm. You went straight to race. Right. So those are just some points that I guess, we can think about. And it's still, you know, we're all in this like learning ground. Like it's still a little shaky, but it's nice to have that discourse. I learned something when looking at the comment section with that Teens React video.
Yeah. And as much as you know, it's still an ongoing problem, I think. And as much as I think social media is really toxic a lot of the time, the fact that it's given a platform to content creators from different ethnicities has really, I think, at least lessened the gap of, or what do you call it? Like we've made a lot of progress. As much as there's still a lot to go.
Hopefully,
I feel like we've at least taken major steps, equality and whatever.
But I like Bella Porch's song.
Oh, that song is so good, bro.
And it's her aesthetic. It's a good song, man.
I love that song. It's like one of my favorites right now.
It's very her. Like, it's not like a random song slapped onto a random song.
Do you know the cameo? I only knew Bretman Rock. I didn't know anyone else in that video, but apparently there's like a lot of cameos of like TikTok famous people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched the video.
Dude, watch the video. It's dope,
bro. We do play it on the radio now, right?
Dude, it's a really cool video, man. It's like, it's so cool. Such a cool video. Galing. It sounds nice. She can sing, man. Ganda. Any more thoughts?
No. That's it.
Moo. This one. Okay. This one's similar to, I mean, I guess kind of related. This one from Shimmy Tan, who asks, what are your thoughts on the Konyo humor videos that have been coming out, I guess, in the last year or so now, right? they kind of took off last year, right? I think if I'm
early this year, late last year.
Late last year, yeah. Any thoughts on that? On the Konyo humor?
It's I think I funny. Talked about this
before.
I don't know. I never really thought about it as a bad thing. Is it a bad thing? Do people take offense?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's
too much.
No. I just think that if that's your only niche, you're going to run out of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Definitely.
I think.
Definitely.
Like if that's your only, but there's some really fun. Have you seen the TikTok one where it's this guy who he does like a Dungeons and Dragons voice? He's a Pinoy guy. Dude, he's like, he speaks in a British accent and then he has like a Konyo.
Oh, I know so that. Yeah, good, yeah, yeah. The bro. British guy.
Yes, I would like to make sabai with you. So good, man.
Oh my gosh. But I do agree with you. If that's like your only thing.
Well, hey, you'll run out of steam, yeah. I think, if that's your only shtick.
And plus, I feel like if you do it too much, it'll sound like you're petty.
Maybe.
So, diba, yung parang...
I also love the Jeep one, diba? That one went viral.
Yes, that one's so funny. That one's really good.
You have GCash, bro.
Can you imagine if we can pay GCash through the Jeep? I would totally go for it. I mean, like, I don't like passing coins anyway. And if you have GCash, why not? Yeah. Do you think QR code ka?
GCash, left, right.
Can you imagine if, like, riding the Jeep, before you ride the Jeep, just scan through your phone and then that's it? That would be so great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've seen some posts of Jeep drivers that have a QR code mismo.
Yes, because I don't know if it was real or not. Set up a GCash account or like a PayMaya or whatever, diba? Yeah.
Galing. I guess last question. This one, Moo from Tonton, asking that when's the last time that you raged at something or somebody? Raged? Like angry.
I feel like I never really get like angry, like rawr.
Rawr.
I'm so angry at you, rawr. What the fuck? No. But I never really get angry, like I burst. But I do have like sassy moments. And most of the time, it's because my blood sugar is low or I'm really, really hungry. Yeah. So I really have to have snacks with me. But I do remember one time, I feel like I offended that person. I was having such a bad day. This was way before I got diagnosed with diabetes. And I didn't know what was happening with my body, having like, you know, like low blood sugar and shit. I was really hungry. And I was just sitting there, just moping. And then somebody came up to me, I'm going to give you a hug, because they saw that I was sad, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, no. And then I walked away.
Nice.
And I feel like, even though I didn't rage, I thought that was on the level of raging.
Yeah, bitch.
I know. I was such a bitch. And I mean, like, we're friends now still, but I would like to say sorry to that girl. Yeah. Oh my God. That was so awful. Yeah.
I rarely get mad, but in dude, I'm a totally different person when I play video games. I get pissed off every time I haven't played in a few days though, believe it or not, because my controller, one of my buttons is fucked up.
Okay.
It's like an essential button that I need to like play effectively. But man, every day that I play, there's at least once or twice where I just not necessarily rage at my teammates, but I'll just get mad at myself. I'll get mad at the game. I'll get mad at the guy who killed me. Dude, I'm a rage gamer, bro.
Rage like, fuck, gamer.
Fuck, man. Fuck. God damn it. Sometimes I'll talk to it. God damn it, JC. Why did you do that, JC? Stupid.
You know what I don't get, actually? When people get mad in, I don't know,
games?
For me, in relationship, like when you're arguing with your significant other, you know what? Whenever people, like whenever I get into those kinds of arguments, I literally shut down because I feel like you are not making your point, man. I mean, I'm not just anybody here. I am your partner, your significant other. I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, for somebody to talk like that to me, even when they say that, oh, it's coming from, you know, a loving place because I care about you. No, it's all about the delivery. Mm. And if you act that way towards me, I think that's like one step away from
fixing it,
from physically assaulting me.
Oh, okay.
Do you get what I mean? Like, you know how some people can like, in arguments, they throw a, like, I don't know, a mug or they flip the table. I feel like that is so just, it doesn't, parang for me talaga, parang it's pointless. Mm. Yeah. I literally just shut down. I stay quiet when that happens to me. Kasi parang, what am I supposed to do? Flip another table? No, you already flipped it. I remember somebody got mad at me a couple of weeks ago, and literally my tone changed, because I feel like, excuse me, who are you to you know, get like, to give me that tone? You're not my mother. You're not my father. Like, you don't freaking care about me for you to actually get that mad. You can talk to me as a professional, but never in that way. Yung parang ganun. So literally my voice changed, like, from, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Tapos nung nagalit na sila, I literally said, okay, I'll do it. Goodbye. Ganon. Sino ka ba? Excuse me. Anyway, galit. Okay. Galit yorn.
All right, let's move on to the last portion for today. Where you been? But this is like a hobbies edition.
Yes.
And we're asking, we posted, what did you post? Mga leche, ano mga kakaibang hobby/interest ninyo?
Yeah, pretty interesting. Okay, so there are a bunch of people who commented on the post. Tang said, aside from being a nurse, I am a licensed embalmer.
Embalmer?
Yeah, sabi niya, interest doon yung mga patay. Don't get me wrong, ever since mahilig naman talaga ako sa forensic stuff, hindi lang talaga kaya yung forensic nursing dito. Ah, hindi lang daw uso dito yung forensic nursing.
Got it.
And she's a fan of CSI. Dude, I was such a big fan of CSI Miami. I love Horatio. As in, the way he would take off his glasses every single time, man, it gets me. And then Paula says, normal hobbies lang. So pwede ba yung mang judge silently? And a lot of people agree that is true.
Wait, what is embalming? I just want to circle back to Tang. Embalming, that is when you make the dead body like preserved, right?
I think so.
Well, is it also called embalming when you do it for dead animals? Or no?
Baka that's taxidermy.
Oh, nga, taxidermy nga yun na.
Yes.
I wonder how that works, man.
I know. And I'm sure you have to have like
a license or something.
Like a license, training. You need,
for real. They're not going to let you mess with dead bodies, and, right? If you don't have a,
I know. A, and they do, that. I know they do like use very harmful chemicals. So it's not, an easy thing to do.
Right,
it's very
right.
dangerous.
Okay. Cool.
But can you imagine if you have like a funeral home, you have that in your house, dude.
There's a show that I never watched before, but I'm sure they cover it. It's not CSI. It's called 6 Feet Under. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it, but it got high reviews. It was an HBO show. It was about a family that owned a funeral home. So I wonder if there's someone who's ever watched
that. Those are really interesting. There are also like a lot of YouTube videos about embalmers. I remember watching this one. Yeah, there's this one person who they featured in the channel, and her whole aesthetic was, oh my gosh, how can I? Alam mo yung parang pinup girl there. That's her whole aesthetic. And you would never know that she's an embalmer because, you know, her look is a pinup girl.
Okay.
But then she would go to work in that whole outfit, but she would be dealing with dead bodies. And talks about death in such a matter of fact way, because it is, you know.
Right. Kind of like doctors, right? They're kind of,
yes,
they are not immune to death, but like they're kind of, it's part of their job. So it doesn't, from what I've heard from doctors who I've talked to, it's kind of just like, it's just like a part of their job now. That's crazy. Like you're so used to death that it's just there now.
Can you imagine like giving people bad news?
I know, man. I could never
every day for your job.
Your job.
Yeah.
I could never, man.
But yeah, so yeah. Thank you, Thing. And thank you, Paolo, for sharing that. Sugar says, I like driving. I find it therapeutic. Do you like driving? Like, literally,
I used
would
to.
You go driving just for the heck of it?
In the States, I would love driving on the freeway because, you know, you can really, not really speed, but, you know, you can, you're driving and it's usually spacious. Here, I would only enjoy driving if I was on one of the expressways. I don't ever enjoy driving in the roads because there's so many enforcers and so many rules that, you know, you got to be careful and there's, so many aggressive drivers.
It is pretty stressful. But if you do go to the provinces, I mean,
oh yeah,
they have really nice roads and sceneries.
I really loved driving to when I had hosting gigs in like Tagaytay and then down that area. Man, it felt so cool because it felt like you're driving and you
see trees. I know a lot of our Leche fans are also into biking or going on motorcycle rides. I know they have like a lot of routes that they take that don't usually, I don't know, people don't usually take, but it's popular with people who do cycling and motorcycle rides, like the Marilake and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it goes around the Laguna Lake. So it's really nice. I wonder what are the routes that people take when like in Visayas or in Mindanao? I'm sure they have like those scenic routes as well.
Actually, I want to get into biking in the future. Actually, I've interviewed twice already during this pandemic during my show Heard on Thursdays. See, his name is Mark More or Mark Moore, M-O-R-E. He has a YouTube channel. He has great content on biking here, specifically catered to Pinoys here in the Philippines. So go check out his channel. And I
know it's becoming
really
such a big hobby now for a lot of people. And I'm glad.
I want to do it. I want to get into it in the future.
You need a lot of money for that too.
Actually, not necessarily. I mean, of course, you want to get a good bike, but I don't think it's as expensive of a hobby as
I think it's like. But the whole, like all the equipment and like your helmet and your knee pad.
Because I remember talking to him as like, I was talking to him about an affordable budget. I don't remember the exact number, but it was affordable for, I think, not most people, but I think it's affordable. It's an affordable hobby and it's good for your health. It's like an investment in yourself anyway.
True. I'm sure there's like a whole, what do you call this? Parang you can get around it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you can get around
alternatives, mga ganun.
Yeah. Francis says street busking. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Street busking. I actually didn't know what that is.
Busking is when you play in the, you know, play music in the streets. And stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's a BGC and stuff.
He sent in a photo of himself doing street busking. I also put pre-loved books with hidden notes inside and other stuff on my free giveaway beside my guitar case while performing. That's really nice.
I've always wanted to, you know, if I had musical talent, I always feel like that would be such a cool thing to do, you know, because if you're talented enough to play music and sing it, just to do it and just, it's kind of like streaming, right? Like you're streaming video games or something and people give you donations. It's like that, but you're doing it live. I've always had like this dream of being able to do that, but I can't do that. Yeah, it's like Kumu. Okay. This one from Sam. Says, I'm a try-hard musician and I always go to gigs back then before all the pandemic happened. In connection with that, I also love performing with my music org during college and school events. During this pandemic, I dove into the world of gaming. Some of the games I'm addicted to right now are Valorant on PC and Brawl Stars on mobile phone. Valorant, I see that Valorant is super big here in the Philippines. I see so many TikTok and Facebook groups and pages about Valorant. I see a lot of streamers streaming it. It's crazy, Valorant. Galing.
Andrew says, anyone who's doing calisthenics, I started May 2020 due to the pandemic since di na pwede ang gyms. Calisthenics is about body weight exercises using little to no equipment at all. That's cool. RB says, na-addict ako mag-collect ng Bath and Body Works body care items, pati Victoria's Secret. I know a lot of people who do that. Yeah. Like they fill their bathrooms with just different bottles of Bath and Body Works stuff and they get it sent in from the US, from Japan. Really cool.
Elizabeth says that she writes books and then she reads and then K-pop and K-drama.
Cool.
And ang pinakamasaya, cyber stalk kai crush. Yeah.
And then Christopher, I'm a geek who collects various action figures and Asian ball jointed dolls. I enjoy going to toy and comic conventions and I used to display a few of my collections at local toy cons with other hobbyists. Hey. Would love to meet fellow collectors here. That is, did you see the photos?
I saw the photos.
Wow. I'm sure they do not, they're not cheap.
Chico
I'm
Garcia. Sure these are let's like, ask Chico exactly. Garcia.
I'm sure these are like very expensive dolls. Jan Bartolome says, I used to do drag. But parang gusto ko siya lagyan ng mic drop and then sent in a photo
sashay
of
away.
Himself in drag. And I'm like, yes.
Hindi sashay. Ano yung
sashay away.
Chante, you stay. You stay.
Wait lang. Oh, Glennie says, been really enjoying hiking since restrictions don't allow me to travel. That's cool.
Oh, same also from Litratistang Runner said, mamundok kapag may budget.
Yes.
Actually, someone asked, one of our Leche fans asked Litratistang Runner, pwede na umakyat sa bundok? And they replied, may nakikita na ako ng mga organizer na nagpo-post ng events nila. Siguro pwede na pero limited tao lang siguro. So there we go. That's also something that I want to hike Mount what's the one in Pampanga? Pinatubo.
Pinatubo?
Yeah, I wanted to go check that out and you know, take the ATV and shit there. You know, you've seen those, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
So one of these days, man. One of these days.
Yeah.
Okay, last one from Roselle.
I
feel like you would also enjoy this one. I love consuming in-depth analysis of movies and series. Some details in the video may have gone over my head. Tapos I will rewatch the movie or show again with my new knowledge. Another is yung mga indigenous fruits and veggies natin and how we can make them more mainstream or be seen sa palengke more. That's really cool. I mean, wow. I wasn't really before. I never really got into like those reaction videos or analysis when it comes to videos. When it comes to movies. But I feel like I got into it more when I got into radio. Because obviously you have to talk about it on air, right? Yeah. It's entertainment. So that's pretty helpful when you work in this industry. And when it comes to the indigenous fruits and veggies, that's really cool. Like what? Like atis? Although I see atis in the supermarket, but I'm sure there are a lot. Mga mangosteen, mga ganun.
Yeah.
I know we have like one of the best like varieties of mangoes.
In the world.
Like people from the US, whenever they tasted mangoes here in the Philippines and then they try to eat young mangoes in the US, it's
their
like
mangoes,
it's not
there
the same,
are a different color, man. It's not yellow. It's like green.
It's green.
Gets mo.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find like yellow mangoes there, but the more common mangoes there are like green. As far as I remember.
Oh, I remember watching a vlog and she went into a Filipino store and bought mangoes and she said that it was so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a golden fruit, dude. Like I because she likes putting it on her salad.
Oh wow.
And she would go out of her way to go to the Filipino store and buy those expensive mangoes. And I'm like, dito pinamimigay lang yan. I feel so lucky whenever I see those kinds of videos. Parang, oh, you guys.
Speaking of the first true. Part of Roselle's thing, also in terms of analyzing movies and series, the first thing that I always do, I think I tell you this all the time. So every time I watch something, whether it be an episode of a show or a new movie, I go on Reddit and I look at the Reddit discussions.
I learned
every single time I learned
getting into Reddit because of you.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of something, like I feel like, am I the only one thinking this?
No, there's a Reddit.
And then I go
thread.
On Reddit. Nope.
Nope.
It has a thread.
There
it
is
has
a Reddit
a whole
thread.
Hashtag. Yeah. But so, yeah, thank you guys.
If
you guys want to know more like what we talk about on the group, please join our group. It's called the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. And we just talk about random shit over there that normally we don't talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. Parang feeling ko it's like an exclusive.
Parang only fans. No?
Only fans. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Only
but
fans.
Yeah.
Only flans. Only flans.
Only flans. Oh my gosh.
Have you seen the Twitter page? Na only flans?
Meron?
Meron. They just post pictures of flan.
Oh, so, man. Sayang.
Na, only flan.
No, but it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, thank you guys. And we're going to do a little shout out. Am I right?
That's right. Of course, we want to, they've helped us out in the past before, but we want to say hi and thank you to Kumu. And if you haven't used Kumu, it's a live streaming app where you can connect with other streamers, other people, and also celebrities and stuff.
Yeah. So if you like performing, go ahead and, download Kumu.
Yeah, you can check out the link in the description of this episode and go download Kumu. It's available on iOS and Android. It's crazy. It's really cool.
It would really help us if you click the link below. If you haven't downloaded Kumu, download the app through the link.
Yeah.
It would really help us.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. How can they participate in the next Lechica?
Well, you have to take notes. Take your pen and your paper and write this down, okay? Go email us at thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. Follow us everywhere at thehalohaloshow, except on
Instagram, where it's just halohaloshow until we get the rights to that.
Yep.
When we have enough money to buy it from them. Mm-hmm. And that's it. We'll have a new mix. Mix 21 should be out next Monday. And we have a guest next week. Really excited. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so hyped for this one.
A little Tres Leches that we've been trying to set up for a while. And it's actually the perfect timing because they are doing big things for their podcast as well as online. So we'll share the news next week. Okay.
Don't forget, merch is still available. All the details are on our Instagram, and I think that's it.
Follow us
on Spotify.
Yeah. Extra song.
Bye.
Laters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.